This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for a Farmers Appreciation Month report here on this Friday, February 7th. 2019 was one heck of a year for mid-Illinois farmers, and the yearly rain total equaled that of the third wettest year on record. And with that overabundance of moisture in the soil, that's going to make spring field work that much more difficult. In a recent interview I had with Golden Harvest agronomist Stephanie Porter, who hails from Nokomis, we talked about how soil compaction is going to be a major issue come spring.
Well, I think a few of the topics I know that I've been talking about here lately, one being compaction, which a lot of people don't like to talk about. This is going to be a big deal, not only in the coming year, but for years to come. So I think that some of our customers have already started to address this. They recognize that it has happened. And it also, I guess, will depend on if you're no-till or, you know, conventional till. Some people have gotten the ripper out. Also, you know, maybe even using cover crops. But it's definitely something that needs to be addressed because it definitely can take yield from your crop.
And finally, Stephanie talks about her big role in the soybean side of Golden Harvest come 2020.
The last thing I'd like to add is that I'm excited to be the new Golden Harvest soybean product manager. And so I'm going to be managing across the U.S. All our different choice packages of soybeans. So we not only will have Xtend and soon Xtend Flex, but we will also be offering Enlist D3 soybeans. So that's also something that we offer along with our great corn genetics.
Again, that was agronomist Stephanie Porter, who hails from Nokomis. Keeping our theme of soil moisture and soil compaction, we'll join Matt Frank with Firestone Tires, who explains that Firestone Ag has a new tire available for farmers to help fight compaction, because any piece of equipment's direct point of contact with the soil is the tires.
Yeah, the Massey Traction just launched. It's a premium radial tire for tractors and combines. It offers improved wear and improved tread life. So we've actually done some testing internally against our previous tire, the RAT Radial All Traction DT, and it does offer, like I said, improved tread wear and improved tire life. So and it comes with all the bells and whistles, right? So we have it has 82 technology, which is the Firestone branding for IF and VF. So as machines are getting heavier, loads are getting heavier, you need to have tires that can carry that load. But you want to do it without risking soil compaction. So that's what IF&VF does. So you can carry more load at the same inflation pressure or lower your inflation pressure at less load and helps with soil compaction. So the other thing it does offer is R1W, which is a little bit deeper tread. It works in a variety of soil conditions, so seeing a lot of wet conditions. R1W is perfect for that type of weather pattern that we're seeing. So, again, all the bells and whistles, and we're proud of the offering.
And as we move forward here a bit, 2020 and winter, of course, what are some things that farmers or maybe even just people on the road need to be aware of as we head for winter?
Yeah, winter is upon us, definitely. So one thing is the real important is, you know, planting season seems to be getting shorter and shorter, right? So downtime is becoming increasingly, the avoidance of downtime is becoming more and more important. So one thing you can do to avoid that is to take the time during the winter to check your tires. Check the tread. Look for stubble damage or other kind of that type of damage to the tread itself. Look for irregular wear patterns. Check the sidewalls for cuts and scrapes. Do things like check the nuts and bolts. Check the valve stem. But the most critical thing you might want to look at is calibrate your air pressure, so just make sure that is right, and you don't get any leaks. A good idea in the winter is also to maybe increase it a little bit, because it is going to have a little bit of air loss over the winter, which is normal, but we will make sure that we're catching anything that's good, that is going to cause you issues when planting season starts.
And just wrapping this up here, Matt, the history heritage of Firestone for 75 years, what does the next 75 years look like for Firestone?
Yeah, so technology is changing. It's becoming much more rapid as far as the introduction of technology. So we are constantly looking at new ways to not only develop tires that work for the farmer, but manufacture them in a more efficient way. So as we look to the next 75 years, that's our goal.
And that was Matt Frank, representative of Firestone Ag Tires. And that'll conclude today's Farmers Appreciation Month report. And we'll take a break for the weekend, but we'll be back on Monday with a report with Larry Rhodes on his upcoming beef cattle sale coming up on Saturday the 15th. And we'll continue with even more reports throughout the month of February celebrating agriculture and the farmers that feed the world. Reporting from the Ag Department, I'm Gabe Osborne for WSMI.